This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
One state's virus restrictions struck down.
It's a rough 2 months. Been a long time.
Whistleblower warns of darkest winter.
I am not disgruntled. I am frustrated at a lack of leadership.
So many virus cases.
From just one infected person.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan in northern New Jersey with the CBS World News Roundup. It was belly up to the bar in Wisconsin last night after the state Supreme Court took action to topple the governor's stay-at-home order. It's symbolic of deep political division in the state, but it also may give new leverage to opponents of coronavirus restrictions in other parts of the country. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
Governor Tony Evers wanted Wisconsin's stay-at-home order to continue until May 26th, but the state Supreme Court said no. Evers not pleased.
Very disappointed in the decision.
The governor is now hoping residents will stay at home on their own. This man, though, happy to get out.
It's been kind of boring sitting in my house. I love my fiance, but there's only so much we can handle of each other.
And this bar owner also happy.
We miss our customers. A lot of them are like family to us. It's good to see a lot of familiar faces.
The court said emergency powers cannot be used indefinitely.
CBS's David Begno has a look at the reopening around the country, taking us first to a barbershop in Owosso, Michigan.
Customers were still getting their trims on Wednesday, the same day his license was suspended for operating in defiance of the statewide stay-at-home order.
They try to take my living away from me. They take my craft away from me. That's vindictive.
In southern Illinois' Madison County, local officials allowed some businesses to reopen with limits, including restaurants and gyms.
Yoo-hoo!
But cases around the county are still increasing, and Illinois has not yet lifted restrictions on those businesses statewide. To Texas now, the Attorney General Ken Paxton issued 3 letters to city officials in San Antonio, Austin, and Dallas, threatening legal action against them if local officials continue to enforce orders that he calls unconstitutional, like mandating face masks in public.
At the White House, CBS's Weijia Jiang has the latest on the friction between President Trump and one of his top virus experts.
Look, he wants to play all sides of the equation.
President Trump pushed back against the warning Dr. Anthony Fauci delivered at a Senate hearing the day before.
There is a real risk that you will trigger an outbreak that you may not be able to control. And we really better be very careful, particularly when it comes to children.
I was surprised by his answer, actually, because to me it's not an acceptable answer, especially when it comes to schools.
But a new CBS News poll finds that most Americans trust Dr. Fauci, though his unfavorable rating among conservatives has increased since April.
The man who says he was ousted from his job as the administration's point man on vaccines says he's not a disgruntled employee, as President Trump has asserted. Dr. Rick Bright spoke to Nora O'Donnell for this Sunday's 60 Minutes.
I am frustrated at a lack of urgency to get a head start on developing life-saving tools. I'm frustrated at our inability to be heard as scientists.
Correspondent Steve Dorsey tells us Bright's prepared to tell Congress if the response is not ramped up 2020 will be the darkest winter in modern history.
Bright will tell a House committee he was punished after resisting efforts to promote the unproven drug chloroquine. He's expected to say his early warnings about the coronavirus were dismissed inside the Trump administration, and he was cut out of key high-level meetings to combat COVID-19.
There's new evidence of how a single person called a super spreader can quickly infect others. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti says one in a Washington state choir got more than 50 others sick.
Carolyn Comstock and her husband Jim Owen were among the more than 60 members of this church choir who attended a rehearsal, and they were among the 52 who later tested positive or showed symptoms for COVID-19, all from one infected choir member.
Maybe it's transmitted just by people talking. And of course, then if you're singing, then there's more volume.
The CDC reported that transmission increased because they were singing in close proximity to each other. And now another report says simply by talking loudly in an enclosed area for just 1 minute, an infected person can put 1,000 highly contagious droplets in the air for 8 full minutes.
The FDA says refrigerated trucks used for bodies in the pandemic can be used later for food transportation, but only after several rounds of cleaning and disinfection. 2 months ago, attention focused on four U.S. senators who reportedly sold stock before fears about the coronavirus sent markets into a nosedive. Now, CBS's Bill Rakoff tells us there are new details in the investigation into one of them, North Carolina Republican Richard Burr.
Senator Burr, the chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, turned over his phone to agents after they served a search warrant on him at his Washington residence, CBS News has confirmed. The Department of Justice is examining stock transactions that Burr made shortly after lawmakers were briefed on the concerns of the COVID-19 virus. Senator Burr has said he did nothing wrong.
The judge in the Michael Flynn case has called on a retired federal judge to look into whether the former Trump National Security Advisor should be held in criminal contempt for perjury. The Justice Department dropped its prosecution of Flynn, who pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI. Former Navy combat pilot Mike Garcia won the special election for a House seat in California. Garcia, a Republican, had been backed by President Trump. That seat has been in Democratic hands since 1998. In Florida, a sheriff's sergeant who was the first supervisor to respond to the Parkland school massacre has gotten his job back along with back pay. Brian Miller was fired after it was found he hid behind his car during the shooting. Well, Grammy-winning singer Melissa Etheridge says her heart is broken. She says her 21-year-old son Beckett died a victim of opioid addiction. He's one of two children Etheridge had with her former partner, Julie Cypher, conceived with the sperm of Rock and Roll Hall of Famer David Crosby. For now, she's canceled daily Facebook Live concerts she's been doing during the pandemic. An iconic kids doll that turned 60 last year has got a new job in the coronavirus pandemic.
Barbie, you're beautiful.
Not only is Barbie as beautiful as ever, she and her friends are also first responders. A new Thank You Heroes line pays tribute to doctors, nurses, EMTs, firefighters, and food service workers on the COVID-19 front lines. For every one sold over the next 3 days, Mattel will donate a doll to the First Responders Children's Foundation, which supports kids who've lost parents in the line of duty or children suffering financial hardships. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Hawaii's quarantine measures include having hotels issue room key cards that are only good for checking in. They don't work if a person leaves and then comes back. Problem is, plenty of hotels there still use traditional keys. Of 91 hotels contacted, 63 are complying. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life?
You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.